The reading comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 to 18. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of our salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both for one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, here am I and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Start with a short prayer. Father, may the efforts of my words this morning bring glory to your kingdom. Amen. So can we remember the record label with the big gramophone speaker and the dog? Can you remember what it was called? Yeah, his master's voice. So this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about our master's voice, so the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. So our master's voice, he's our helper, the Holy Spirit. And how can we determine his voice during the busyness of our days or the quietness of the night? Well, scripture says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That's an important thing to think about. Drawing near to God and he will draw near to you. But how do we do it? Well, first of all, we need the correct mindset. Do we really desire it? Do we really want to hear the Lord's voice? Now, however difficult that might seem, or even to say, really, we need to put a few things in place, I've found over the years that I've been doing this. So we need to ideally set aside a special place to seek the Lord. For example, it might be the shed away from the busyness of the house. It may be a chair in a specific place in your house. Or it might be in the garden. But importantly, before you start, ask the Lord to bless the time and the place where you plan to meet him. And do you do it with your eyes open or your eyes closed? Well, what works best for you is what I found in that point. So when I was planning this short talk, I was led to Psalm 27. And what spoke to me most about the part of Psalm 27 was the notes in my Bible, not the actual scripture itself. So Psalm 27 is a psalm of David, and the notes from verse 7 say, "We often run to God, but when we experience difficulties, but David sought God's guiding presence every day. When troubles came his way, he was already in God's presence and prepared to handle any test. Believers can call to God for help at any time, but how short-sighted to call on God only when troubles come. Many of our problems could be avoided or handled far more easily by seeking God's help and direction beforehand." Which echoes what Rob said a few weeks ago in his talk, that we shouldn't treat God as a consultant. We should aim to be in his presence as much as we can possibly be, without obviously being so heavenly good, we're no earthly good. Okay. And then I led to the notes from verse 10. Which says, "Many have had the sad experience of being forsaken by father or mother. It may be a result of a broken home, differences of beliefs, addiction to drugs or alcohol, even psychological isolation. This abandonment may leave children with emotional scars, and the pain may linger even into adulthood. However, God can take that place in our life, fill that void and heal that hurt. He can direct us to those who may take the role of father or mother for us. His love is sufficient for all our needs." What a fantastic promise. His love is sufficient for all our needs. Not necessarily our wants, although that can come into it a little bit. I'm sure the Lord likes to bless us. But sufficient for our needs. Now, what do you do when you hear from the Lord? Well, firstly, I get excited because that's an amazing thing to hear. But what might it be? What does it sound like? Well, it may be you've got a feeling of turning to a specific part of the Bible. It might be one of the Gospels or a Psalm. And just read that and let it sort of penetrate into your heart, really, and observe what the Lord is trying to bring to you. It may be call a friend or a relative. Maybe go round and see a friend, do a bit of gardening for them. The Lord can ask us to do all sorts of different things, but that's just a few examples. Now, encourage each other on in our seeking, I think, is important. And share with each other what we've experienced through our waiting for the Lord and in our times of prayer. It's encouraging for us. And My closing encouragement is in this world of having things quickly, I encourage you to take the effort to find the place and the time and wait some more, then really wait and press on and wait with your Bible, and he will not let you down. He will meet you. Amen.
Thank you.